How does it feel to be one of the older guys now, left standing?
Yeah, I am getting old. 30. See all this gray hair? I guess it happens to us all. So.
Communication's a big deal on the offensive line. As the veteran leader now of this offensive line, how are you able to help, Nate to your left, whoever, Ryan to your right? How is that going to work?
Yeah, it's just... the three of us seeing it through the same set of eyes on that side, and really there should only be one call, and that's the right call. And if we start making too many calls and guys are saying things that we don't need up there, it gets guys confused, and we got to be on the same page and trust that call and everyone do what it says.
Logan, how are your thoughts about Dan no longer being here since he's been a big part of you and offensive line for so many years?
Well, it was sad to see Dan go. He's a good guy. I was teammates with him for 7 years in this training camp, so we've hung out together outside of football and spent some time together. And it's always tough to see a guy that you like and you enjoy playing next to go, but we all know it's part of the business, and it happens to all of us at some point.
How's he taking it?
You could ask him.
Logan, along those lines, how much of a hit is it not to have Brian Waters here after everything he contributed to the team last year?
Well, I don't want to get into that too much, Mike. He's not on the team right now, so Brian did a great job for us last year, and that's all I can say.
Are you concerned at all with replacement officials and how the game might be called?
No. We've had the normal officials out there, and they make bad calls, so... If these guys make a bad call, it's no different than normal, really.
They all know what a hold is, and everybody knows what a hold is not, I hope.
Exactly. Every time they call a hold on me, it's never a hold. They must just get my number confused or something.
Thank you. Thanks, Logan.